Yeah.
Still waiting on G-Man. I guess he's setting up.
Hey, Bill, y'all getting the call?
Yes,
Oh.
sir.
All right. Welcome. Welcome. All new episode from Run to Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man, Dale.
And hey, Roe.
All right. Well.
Why my voice so damn high? I know it's higher anyway, but shit.
But tonight's episode is look to a stare at them things. All right, how was everybody week before we dive into
week.
This topic?
And thank God it's Friday. It's been a good week.
That's good. Ro, how was your week?
It wasn't bad. It was
wasn't
pretty
bad.
Good.
All right. Mine was pretty good. My week's still going on, but can't complain. But tonight's topic. All right, so of course we went to the birthday party, and we saw someone that was doing a little bit of a reckless eyeballing. So that's where this topic
yeah.
came from. So
he was stargazing.
Yeah, you know. Well, no, if you ask him, he was admiring beauty. You know what I'm saying?
Or admiring.
Oh, we are. Is that too? Oh, well, you already know we got our first message. Well, you'll get that message because it's not coming up for me.
Oh.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. Road drive. G-Man. So you went to the birthday party. Who ended up stripping?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow. I don't think nobody, I don't, nobody. But it was a situation where there was somebody there that was, he was just doing a whole lot of reckless eyeballing. He was looking at everybody's woman. He didn't care. It's one thing to, you see somebody walk by, oh, okay, and then you keep it moving. But he was just, yeah, his stare game was a little bit,
Yeah, it was 1,000. His stare game was saying, I see you and them.
Stupid.
Walking in
Got
the
another
rain.
Message. Got another message with Cap.
That must have been Ro. Ro, were you doing that? Shame. Oh, so it wasn't Ro. G-Man? I know it wasn't Gerard. G-Man?
Well, it wasn't none of us.
No,
it wasn't none of us. I want to say it was one of the workers that was working, the party. He was the one. He couldn't get no work done. He was just looking at everybody's woman.
Ooh, what is that? Ooh, that's another one.
You stupid. You stupid.
It's a crowd.
Why is you sounding like that?
That's how his face was sounding.
I got another one.
Wait, the guy was looking at y'all? Wait, what? You need to clarify and finish the story.
Cali, clarification, it was just for the women that were at the gathering.
Yeah, he was looking at everybody's woman. So, but nah, he wasn't looking at us. But he was looking at the women that were there. But yeah, that was the situation that happened Saturday. So that prompted this topic for tonight. Because we thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another message.
What the hell? Y'all were in a gay bar. What the hell is going on here?
Wait, what? What is this gay bar?
Where do you get?
What just happened?
What just happened? That is not what we said. What we said was it wasn't okay, it was a birthday party, but
private
everybody
birthday party. Yeah,
had a plus one. So you brought your, you know, your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. The guy that was like working was reckless eyeballing. So no, we wasn't at a gay bar.
No.
Okay, so what else happened at this party? What happened? Y'all stayed together? Did anybody like engage in anybody?
No, but I think homeboy Al was engaging in a whole bunch of titties, ass, and thighs.
Why are we all paying attention to what some dude was doing? That's what's throwing me off. Like, why? Who cares?
I mean, if you had a significant other there, you want to be on point yourself.
And plus, it's funny.
And we did.
Also, it's funny.
All right, we got stupid. We got a message from Miss Key.
I know that y'all noticed the person looking, but did any of the females look at him? I mean,
oh shit!
I don't know. Y'all probably was there with y'all gals and stuff. But I'm saying, like, was he even worth looking at? I hate to ask the men that, as I was really hesitant on this question right here, but. I mean, I just need a different side of it because it was just, it's just y'all guys responding to the looks of him. I need to know, was he worth looking at?
No.
I don't know.
Look.
Here it
goes. That's a trick question there. I don't know. I was fine.
So, G-Man has been quiet the last 5 minutes. So now, here is his rebuttal. No, he was not worth looking at. That joker had looked like a shank tree. That joker had looked like a dang on angel oak tree. That joker had looked like a dang on scum tree.
Oh my God.
So at the end of the day, he was an oak tree.
He was oak tree.
Oak tree. Matter of fact, he tried to be a pine tree because he was trying to look at somebody else's woman.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is that, no, nobody was looking, but he was looking more at other people, significant other, more than they were probably looking at their significant other because it was a party. You know what I'm saying?
So what you saying, he was down with OPP?
Yep, other people probably.
That's it. He was down with OPP.
Oh, he was trying. He was down with... there you go. Not it. OPP. Other people pussy.
Y'all know about OPP. You know me.
I mean, I think it's funny. It's like
funny to me.
Yeah, you know, like when you out and you got your lady, y'all walking side by side, see a group of dudes, you know, you're gonna fall back so she can walk ahead, but you're gonna do a little light step. You already know, even if you stand beside, when you look back, you already see them turn and they looking, and you just look at them and you smile and you just smack on the butt. Or you grip the butt. It don't matter. But you just like, you are visioning what this is. That's what makes it funny to me. You know what I mean?
You know, y'all lie for each other.
Yeah.
He was trying to catch one of y'all slipping on your pippin. He's trying to see, like, okay, well, he might be with her, but he ain't with her. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah. I came on here funny today, y'all. But, hey, guys, I'm just saying, like, y'all already called it. Y'all said it's going to be somebody looking. And he was looking. He's just trying to see if y'all was on top of your game. Did you get up and dance?
No, that's true. Because you don't know if she was looking.
Some people in this podcast did not get up and dance. Others did.
Listen.
Some people had the wet willy going around. Other people didn't.
Let me tell you something. Some people, DJ was playing one song while the other people sitting down had Juvenile back that ass up playing, and they was like, you know what? We on two totally different vibes. So I'm going to go ahead and rock out right here in this chair without anybody noticing. That could have happened.
Y'all stupid.
Hey, let me tell you this. But you know the you know I can't
But look, if y'all really think,
I say you working with some hash hair.
If anybody thinks about
that, how bad?
Oh damn!
About to watch Tua stare at that thing. I call it. I changed the name. Look, I said Hosh. Tua stare at things. You know, you have to stare at your woman breasts. You have see people to stare at your woman butt. Mm-hmm. You have people stare at the thighs, the leg, mm-hmm. the kneecap. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But my question to you guys: have y'all ever had somebody stare at the hot?
At the meat?
At the lunch meat.
She kept it to herself. If she did, you know, because women don't talk about that too often.
It's a lot of women that look at your lunch meat. It's a picture floating around that. People look at the lunch meat and they're like, but God dang, bro, he really 11-1.
Mm-hmm. Y'all stupid.
Somebody told me that somebody said, man, God dog, G man, you said that you say you 11-1. I just look at a picture of your stuff was slinging in there. I was like, what the hell? But I never thought about it that way.
God. Y'all something else.
I'm just a bouncy dancer. I just dance. You know them little trampoline that these little kids be having? I cannot say that little kids have. Because then somebody say I'm a predator. No, I can't. You know these adult trampoline that I be flipping on? I've been flipping on a bunch of adult trampolines. And one time I landed on my neck. And all of a sudden, the doc told me, said, hey, I'm going to give you this medicine. Once I give you this medicine here, it's a little steroids in it. It's a little Viagra in it. It's a little Cialis. Now, when you wake up from this, you might have all high potential.
Or pupped in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when the covers, you know.
Yeah.
Thing right sticking on the covers.
Yeah.
That's a pumped in.
A pumped in.
Pumped in.
He said, man, if one of my nurses come in there and look at
the pumped in,
then don't get mad if they try to massage down. Guess what I did? I didn't get mad.
Did you fight with the nurses?
No, I didn't fight. That's just
cooperative patient.
No. She was like, God dang, that's 11-2. 11-2. She measured. She took out her
a ruler.
Yeah, she had a ruler, but then she dropped her robe. I was like, I was at this time. I was in a sleep coma. I woke up. I said, don't drop down. Give no ego on this. I'm just joking, man.
God. Y'all something else. Y'all are something else tonight.
Well, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Back to the topic.
Yeah.
So, all right. Mm-hmm. So, let's say outside of the party, you know, there's nothing to do with the party. Let's just say hypothetically speaking. Mm-hmm. It's you out, and then you see this guy, he got his girl, but, you know, he ain't paying no attention, and he talking to other motherfuckers, but the old girl keep looking at this a single dude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as in, like, I guess the best way to put it, to tie it into homeboy from the worker. All right, let's say all of us are out, right? And we got Eddie with us, guy named Eddie. All right, so now Eddie's girlfriend is, or wife is looking at Greg. No, looking at Dale. Because we always use you and Greg, so... You and G man, so is looking at Dale. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so now you on the flip side of it now. So how do you feel about that? If that makes sense. But I ain't gonna lie to you, it sounded good in my mind. I remember the alcohol is flowing, so it went off the rails quick.
Give me a little bit more, bro.
So let me go ahead.
All right. So just the look to her. Mm-hmm. You out. All right, easy way to put it, same scenario. You at a party, you know, you got certain people there with couples, or couples. You got a single person there. Yep. So now, one of the couples, he, let's say that homeboy ain't looking or the lady isn't looking, vice versa, however you want to put it. But the one that's in the relationship is looking at a single person because the person they're with is staring at somebody that's also in a relationship.
Yeah. I tell you, back in the day when I was hunting, because I used to love to hunt, you know, yeah. And again, and sometimes the, you know, the one that's being hunted ain't by herself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I line everything up, notice that she's doing everything that you just said, my next line and my next question, are you happy? Yeah. And if she can tell me, not really happy because he doing what he do, that's my end. Yeah. I got an end now. And it may not happen today, may not happen tomorrow, but my time is coming. Been there, had, got a t-shirt, got a hoodie, got a mug, I'm good. Tried and true. If they're not happy, they will.
True.
And that's the thing. I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, like the older you become, it, as a man, like you try to support what you got going on, but then you also got to support what your woman got going on. You know what I'm saying? So if your woman's there and you just got on from work and she off, and she just told you last week about some other couple that she's seeing on net. YouTube or whatever, and how to and do this and all that stuff like
or
that.
Or she would be doing this.
So, pay attention to that because they're trying to tell you something. You know what I'm saying?
They telling you something. They ain't and trying, they telling.
So they telling you something. But at the end of the day, when you sit there and you say, oh, man, she good. No, she's not good. Mm-hmm. She's really not good because she's
not happy.
No, she's not happy at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And it's for us, and we need to actually make sure that we do our part. You know what I'm saying? If they do their part, and let's just say they make sure that the house is good, or they do their part on making sure that your underwear is clean and all that stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day,
but what if they're lacking on their part of being there for you for your emotional stability?
So think about it. It goes both ways because she might be mentally going through something, but she actually took a back seat to actually support what you got going on. If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying. So like,
I mean, like, what if you're there for her emotional support, but she's not there for your emotional support? So she could be handling everything else. So like, her 100% totality is there. But mine is that emotional stuff. So, you know, like everybody's going to be different. Every male, every female.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, what emotional support may be for one guy may be 5%. It may be 60% for another dude. The same way. So essentially it's like, so the same way as men, we have to adjust to the woman because you can't bring your past relationship going to be different from this lady that you with here. Her needs, some of those needs will translate over, but for the majority of it, it's not. It's going to be completely different.
But before Dell say something, I'm just saying, what did you take? I mean, what did you do to take that, you know, to win that woman? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you took, like, and same thing, vice versa. I mean, what did you take as a woman to win that man? You know what I'm saying? Because we got to understand it's a both-way street there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I should happen to open the door for my wife and all that stuff, like, I got to continue on doing that. If I should happen to actually put water and run her bath water, I should continue on doing that as a man.
The process with you saying it, correct. You know, again, what you establish, what you got to keep doing. You have to get a relationship that's going to maintain itself.
That's right.
It's just like you're dating her again.
That's right.
If you open the door for her while you were dating, then when you marry her, you need to open the door.
Yeah.
What if everything that you did stayed the same, but you noticed the shift?
In
the beginning. Yeah, so like, hey, look, you held the door dating, you hold the door in marriage, but then it's like, okay, you're constantly doing what you're supposed to do, or what, or you are attempting to constantly do it. But what you notice is it's a dip on the other side.
Because she was always for the streets.
Oh, again, shit. Like, there he is.
First of all, do you want to spend, do you have a long-term relationship with a girl from the street? No. Number two, if you guys are communicating, like I said, you need to be able to share that message. I need more of this and more of that, you know, and you need to, she need to be feel comfortable in that relationship to tell you the same. Like I said, again, communication or lack of will ruin a relationship.
Yeah.
Again, what you did to date her or to get her, you have to also do to keep her and maintain her.
You know, and that's one of the things that as African-American guys, we struggle with. You know, we, a lot of people disagree what I'm about to say, and I'm good with it. You know, I'm good with it. But we struggle with the point of it being that, like, you know, how can we take care of our woman? Well, matter of fact, the women already have they already got the answer how the way they want to be taken care of. Because if you see any woman, I'm telling y'all right now, if you see anyone coming up with a dang old phone in hand and they start showing you somebody else and saying that's how the way they want to be treated, you know what I'm saying? And we just sitting there as a man. Let me tell you this. We just sitting there, man, and say, oh, man, I'm going to throw that thing on you tonight. I'm going to give you that thing.
That Swanson Johnson.
I'm going to throw that. I'm going to do something you did, Slinky.
And we got a message from Miss Keith that's been sitting there for a minute.
When that man was looking, did anybody grab a handful of that butt in front of him to let him know what's up? You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta grab a handful to let him know what it is. Y'all, I'm having fun with this, but y'all are right. Pay attention to these women's cues if you've been with them for a while, because we be, you know, men sometimes think it's okay to be in the same cycle over and over and over again. And it's just like, we do the same routine, but it's time to break that routine. Like, take some days off and let me know when you do that, so we can go out of town for like 2 days. Cause amazing things can happen in 2 days. You know what I mean?
You know, and just to chime in right quick, is like, it's just like a hiccup. How many times do anybody get a hiccup in life? You know what I'm saying? If you think about a hiccup, how many times do you really hiccup in your life? So hiccups come when you actually, like, eat the wrong stuff whatever you put in your body or whatever, and all this, that's just like a relationship. You know what I mean? Our relationships sometimes need hiccups. You know what I'm saying? It reminds us as an individual, like, what we need to actually do as men. You know what I'm saying? So, like, one of the stuff that, you know, on the internet the other day, we had this guy talking. He was talking all powerful. Like, this is what I do for my woman. I do this. Man, he had a whole video. Maybe next week I'll probably share his name, because right now I don't have his name on the top of my dang on mind. But he was like, I do this for my woman. I make sure I wake up at 4 o'clock. She's a nurse. And I make sure that I cook her breakfast. But, brother, if you're listening, and I'm going to tell you this right now, in man-to-man, do you really have a stable job? Because that's why you're doing what you're doing for the woman. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it because you don't have a stable job. Not one time on that video I seen him left the house, but he's sitting there, and he cleaning.
And that might be a topic for another show. You know, men that, and most effects are finding themselves coming up short. Their girls are working. He's driving their girl's car. You know, we look at that, the dynamics of that relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad situation when we sit there and we blame the woman for our downfall when it's actually up. You know, sometimes we actually do wrong things. You know what I'm saying? We don't listen to them. And matter of fact, let me get it right now. They don't listen to us.
It's true.
But the reason why they don't listen to us, they don't listen to us long time. They don't listen to us coming in there and say, complaining about our job or complaining about every single thing. And we sit there, and when they start complaining, we're like, man, they need to stop talking about it. You know what I'm saying? But Yeah, I mean,
like, yeah, but then that's when you got the other side, you know. So I'll, since it's four of us, keep a balance, you know. I take the other side of it. So now, what if it's one of those, like, a hey, like you said, the guy come in, he's complaining about his job, but then what if it's that guy or female that go, hey, look, I'm listening to yours as well. I'm not saying, oh, God, why don't you just be quiet? It's like, no, nah, I want to know about your shit, too. Let's both dump on each other. Because one of the things about it is, you know, for every good relationship, where you have both partners that's willing to emotionally dump on each other,
yeah,
and can be empathetic and sympathetic to those needs, you have those other relationships to where one or the other side could care less, or they look at that person different. So that lady may look at that guy like, oh, you're not as strong as I thought you were. The guy could be looking at the lady like, damn, you say you want a guy that's going to be open and honest with you, and then when you get them, this is how you react to it. You don't want it. So now you're giving that mixed signal, like, I want you to tell me everything. But you know what? Nah, that's not manly, so I don't want you to tell me. So now you got that going on too. You know, so it's always those polar opposites. So then when you get in those different variants of relationships, it's like everything isn't gonna be form fitting for everybody. That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, no better relationships. You know, like every time you press something in that, you're gonna get the same thing out that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. We gotta be mindful of relationships off. You know, and again, if you're not communicating and sharing with one another, it's gonna make it that much harder.
Yeah. You know, whew, shoot. Sorry, y'all. So then it's like, you know, you have that where it's like you're trying to communicate, but it's not reciprocated back. You know, no matter what side of the fence is on. So then it's like it lends to that looking around, to the look to, as we say. You know, like, let me see who will be available to me emotionally to take this on, seeing how the person that I'm with isn't doing it. And then at the same time, the person you with is like, yo, this person is doing like way too much for me. So I'm just, and now both parties are looking while they out together for somebody else.
So my question too is that, like, every project you gotta remember, you got projects up here, right? Got dang on people trying to buy different kind of project, right? I mean, I need you guys to agree right quick, because it's a yeah, metaphor that coming with this.
Yeah.
So you project would actually sit there and try to buy, you know what I'm saying? So when we think about, like, relationships are just like that, because, you know, you buying that project. You buying that person off of, you open the door, you buying that person off of, like, you taking them out to eat. Cause guess what? Now it's gonna be a day you can't take that person out, because you don't take that person out to get the draws. You don't got the draws. Think about it now. It's just like a project.
Yeah.
I mean, they sit there, they fully load the project up with African American people or white people or whatever they load them up with, and then eventually they take little steps, and that's just like a relationship. I mean, my metaphor for that, like how everybody else think about it, is that, but you gotta love, first and foremost, you gotta love the relationship. You know what I'm saying? We all struggle. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we don't want to admit when we're wrong. But when that full throttle is on our throat and all that stuff like that disappears, man.
Wow.
We don't have
vision. Wow.
But y'all get what I'm saying is that, you know, we need to, you know, treat our women the way how they want to treat us, or we treat them and all of that. Because at the end of the day, man, we need, you know what I mean? Look, one cousin told me, one that couldn't come, he was like, if he could divorce his wife 10 years ago, he would have. And I asked him, I said, why? I mean, on Thursday, me and him talked. He said, because, man, if I did it 10 years ago, I would have been better off right now. I wouldn't have all these kids that I got from her. You know, he said, I only wanted one. Now we got four. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I told her, I said, and that's it. No, I told him, I said, maybe it was a late bloomer when it came down to pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? And that's how relationships are, man. Relationships are late bloomer. You got to get to know the other person and know the other person, you know?
Yeah. Enough. We want to appreciate back. Everyone that's, oh, I said, we want to appreciate everyone that's listening. we're short one person. JP will be back next week. Right, he'll be back next week, right?
Yeah, definitely, he'll be back.
So, but like I said, tonight's topic was just a funny, you know, for us it was a funny submit for I know for me and Rose, a funny situation, and that's why we just came up with this topic. So. That's why we have this topic tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like I said, with that situation, like, the crazy thing was, in that whole, like, that whole Saturday night, there was a lot of reckless eyeballing. It was just, like, I ain't gonna say reckless. I'm gonna say it was a lot of disrespectful eyeballing. You know what I mean? So, it wasn't just him. It was other people.
You gotta be. Like I said, and I was at that party. There were some young ladies that dressed very well. Their splits were awful high. They were very high. Mm-hmm. So, but like I said, she was comfortable in her sexuality. Because like I said again, I can't lie. I noticed, you know, I didn't dwell on, I didn't stare at, because I wasn't by myself. But like I said again, time, you know, kind of refines your game. You know, I would have never said anything to her at the moment, but there was a few of them danced. They shook what their mama gave them.
Yes.
Like I said, they wore the split of their thigh. And like I said, if the wind had just blown just right, you might have.
Yeah.
But like I said, no wind in the building.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's like one of those, like, it's also, y'all let me know if I'm wrong for saying this. I wonder if it depends on the occasion. So like in an occasion like this, is more so like everybody know everybody. So, or if you don't know somebody, you know somebody that knows somebody for them to be there. You know what I mean? Outside of like the workers. Hypothetically speaking. You know, it's like you don't check out somebody else's person. You know. Or it could be me. I just think it's weird.
Well, I mean, it all depends on, like, for me, it's like, if you see, for me, if I see someone that's attractive, okay, well, damn, yeah. she's attractive, and then I keep it moving. I don't do every time she walks by, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm trying to be wherever she is so I can get another look. You know what I mean? No, I don't do that, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, somebody walk by and they are attractive and you, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's a nice looking woman. And then you keep it moving. Like, it's all about being.
So then, to your point, what's the respectful or the natural thing of like, hey, look, you are attractive. Is it a once look? We already know it's not all night. Is it a 2 or 3 times?
Look, nah, because I feel glance? Like anything. Nah, like, I think if it's more than once, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, you know, it's the same. It looked the same way that it looked the first time. So why look again? It ain't nothing gonna change from the first time to the second time that you noticed. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
Well, maybe what changed the second time was you noticed that the other person was looking too. Plot thickens.
I was in a situation where I was somewhere minding my own business. I wasn't with anybody. And, you know, I'm always scanning the room. I don't know why I always scan the room, especially when I don't like crowds like that. So mm-hmm. I happen to look in a direction, and in that direction, there was somebody looking at me. So then I turned back the other, you know, turned the other way. So then it was like, maybe I'm wrong. So then it's like, I wait a few minutes and I look again, and they still looking. So, but then I know that that person that was looking at me is with someone else.
Yeah.
So then I went into a different room or different area. But that's just what I did. So I just felt like I walked away because I felt like that was I don't know. I felt like it was kind of disrespectful for her to be doing, yeah. like for her to be doing that, knowing that she was with someone. So, but that's just me. But have you been in that situation before?
Not that I know of. Uh-uh.
You better go ahead.
And then knowing the person I'm with.
Huh?
You said what now?
You better go ahead and look to her, that thing.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah. Let me tell you, bro. Go ahead. Break it down for us, brother.
Oh, no. I was just asking Gerard. Question was, I'm trying to think of a time. I said, I don't recall one. And I was trying to think of a time being on both sides. Yeah, I don't remember. Nothing to ring a bell. So go ahead. What did you about to say?
G-Man stepped away.
With the folks side eyeing, you got to be mindful. Like I said again, if you're comfortable in your relationship, side eyes is cool. At the end of the night, she's going home with you, you know. But like I said, if the game is, you know, if it's a little faulty, if it got a little rust on it, you might need to pay some attention.
Yeah. But then it's like, so then do you go? Do you need to pay attention? Or do you just know that at that point it doesn't matter what your game is because it wasn't enough to keep her regardless. It just so happened it was just that moment that it took. But eventually she was gonna dip out.
Got to be mindful. If your game ain't on point, she's gonna do what she do.
Yeah.
You know, like I said again, you know, we talk about men. You know, doing what they do, but like I said, women gonna do.
But you got to think about it now.
Did you give them a reason?
But yeah, and then you also got to remember, like, and let's just play baseball for a second. You know what I'm saying? You got four bases. You got three bases before you get to the home run, right?
Base, yep.
You know what I'm saying? If this woman has been warning you from first base, the second base, the third base of the stuff that you're doing wrong, and they conversating the same thing over and over, you're not hearing. When they hit home run, you better be there.
You ain't gonna be there.
Yeah.
Gonna be there. You it'll be everybody but
so at the end.
Yeah, but you also gotta take on the other side of the fence of that. Yeah. What if you are catching the signs that she's giving you and you are sending the pitches straight down to where she is not hitting the home run, she's not getting a base hit, she getting nothing. So you doing what you're supposed to do, but then on the flip side, it's like at that moment. It really didn't matter what you did. It don't matter how tight your game is.
Hey, bro.
She was just yours for the moment. You know what I mean?
Traded. So let me
tell
you. She's
going to be like Saquon Barkley. He got traded.
Oh, shit.
He was putting in the work, but they didn't appreciate it. They traded him.
So that's the key word.
And now he's
that's
the player of the week.
So guess what you just said? Appreciate it.
So
we got to remember, it's like a both-way street. Man need to get appreciated just like our woman. You know what I'm saying? When these women
are... Yeah. I was just trying to cover the other side so that way somebody listening, they know that we are transparent, that we cover both sides of the fence for everybody. That's all.
So think about it. So think about when these women look to her and stare at the thing and all this stuff like that, I ain't talking about no chicken wing. I'm talking about love wing. Better than chicken wings and better than turkey wings. You come look at that thing. talking about this thing. You know what I mean? But on a serious note, man, look, bro, let me tell you this, man. I'm telling you. These relationships, like, some people actually give you the best in relationship. They give you the best at the beginning part of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by the beginning part of the relationship is that they give you the cooking. They give you that they folding your clothes. Matter of fact, you left an underwear over there. They already got their underwear, your underwear inside their drawers underwear. So, look, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, after 3 months of dating, your underwear right by where you take a shower at or shit at. You know what I'm saying? When you take a shit, you pull your underwear off, your clean underwear right there by your kneecap. You're like, what the hell? What I'm saying is that, like, every shit don't need the deposit. You know what I'm saying? Every shit just need to be in the deposit box. You know what I'm saying? Don't share your shit all over the place. some of these ladies, they are like that. They petty. We don't think that they petty. I'm telling you, you got petty ladies up later. I can't wait till he go to sleep. He think I'm sleeping in this bed tonight. Will you wait till he go to sleep? Next thing you know, they in the couch up front. And by the time they know what time you about to wake up, they ease back in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's amazing stuff like that. I'm just talking stuff, though. And keep it real. So, all of a sudden, we gonna look two of that shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. But let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever walked out of the house with toothpaste on your lip, your tie not right, shirt not right, your jacket, your shirt over your jacket, and your lady never said anything? How would you guys feel?
Have you ever? A part of her role is to make, when you walk out of the house, be straight.
That's right.
You ain't got no toothpaste on your mouth.
That's right.
There's no soap, little shaving soap on your ear.
It might not be from the toothpaste. It might be from her. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't see a lot. I'm going to tell you.
Y'all mean?
And again, a lot of times, you know, you're close with other women and turn around and kiss you on your cheek and she smell cootie. You know, she kind of know what time of day it is, you know?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, she's supposed to help you with that. I'm gonna tell you, Munch's about the warm rag in a little while, but I'm gonna let that alone for now. Yeah, that warm rag is a different story now.
That's another story.
That's old school.
Yeah, you put that
warm rag on you now.
Let me tell you something. let me tell you about Uncle God Bless the Dead. My uncle said he put two rubber bands his penis.
Yeah.
At 59 years old,
it's hard and you put that rubber band around to keep that blood where it needs
that's
to be.
That's right. He
so
said
you
that
stay hard.
He said that black flow. He said, man, he was around there.
That's the old school cock ring, basically.
That's right. There you go. That's cock ring. So nobody don't need to try that. At Run and Tell That, we sell cock rings. $10.99 a piece. Right, Gerard?
Why you ask me?
Because you got 15 of them.
He been testing them, making sure they work.
You got 15. You don't?
I have. I don't know what you're talking about.
Gerard, you don't have no.
Why y'all when y'all be saying this stuff? Y'all sound so serious behind it. Y'all know. Come on now. Y'all know I ain't got nothing like that. I ain't got no cock rings.
You don't know. And like I, you know,
they call meat rings is what he got coming out.
Meat rings.
Gerard, they said you run the Niagara Falls. They said you can run the whole thing yourself. That's what they said now, Gerard.
I don't know who they are. So I don't know who said that.
Hey, Gerard, they said the thing on Providence Road. They said you are the road.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
But yeah, go ahead and look two of that thing, because we're going to spit on that thing.
Spit on it.
Look two of and then we gonna spit on it.
Spit on it. And that's a maturity.
Yeah.
When you spit on it, you know, youngsters get offended. Yeah. Old school, like, thank
but
you.
But you know about it, the most important thing that people are, life is about entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love,
laughter, and entertainment.
And entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With those three things, you'll make it to a ripe age. That's it. That's it.
I decided that life is good.
It is good. It is good. You know how we do.
Yes, sir. So I wonder who came up the look to her?
Bro did.
Because bro was being observant. And like I said, now again, the person that wrote was entertaining that she was on point.
Yeah.
I mean, so let me tell you. Every hair in place.
Yeah. Dress
was fitted appropriately.
Yes. She was like.
Yeah, she was representing. I'm a bro. She white. Basically, she wifey material.
So let me tell you this, man. My guy took care of his responsibility. I think you got to come around, bro. Oh, shit. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. But
matter of fact, let's shout out Miss Frank Cola. Miss Frank Cola was at the party.
Really?
Yes.
Frank Cola ain't coming on.
Miss Frank Cola.
You asking Frank Cola to come on? She's like Lee Tyson's sister.
Oh Lord.
She mute. Beep.
So y'all don't know who Miss Frank Cole is?
I don't know Miss Frank Cole.
You met her Saturday.
Help me remember who she was.
She was the person that you were just talking about.
Really?
As far as yes, that's Miss Frank Cole.
I did not know that was her name.
Well, but that's a long that name was a long story.
You know, and that told me she was happy. I mean, like I said, now help me. Why do sometimes men are slow to press up on the good women? Help me. When they've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Help
me. I don't know.
Like I said, from what I saw, she was on point. Mm-hmm. The epitome of representation.
Yeah, they were looking like two twins sitting together.
They were happy as hell.
They look alike. Yeah, they look alike too. I mean, you've been together long enough, sometimes you start looking like they look alike. Yeah, and then she was Miss Francola was trying to get me to give my phone number to the lady that was picking up the plates at the party.
I'm gonna tell you, I saw her. Bro, she wasn't bad and got a job. I'm gonna tell you, nothing's more sexy to me than a woman with a job. That's sexy as hell.
Like I told Miss Frank Cola, I said I can't give her my number because I only had Saturday night and she was working Saturday night. So all I had was Saturday night. I can't do Sunday. I had to be like Mace when Mace said I can only give tonight. Tomorrow's not promised.
But I get that. But like I said, suppose there is a tomorrow night. Like I said, man, you got to be mindful. She working. She was attractive. Like I said, you know, she seemed to be attentive, even though that was a part of her job. Like I said, again, seemed like she wanted to please. Ain't nothing better than a woman that want to please. Please.
Yeah, but I only had Saturday night. I didn't have Sunday, but I had Saturday.
But you got Monday. You got Tuesday.
I only had Saturday.
My daddy said, son, he said, don't take all night. That was my daddy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though. All I had was Saturday night. I didn't have Sunday, but I had Saturday.
But there's going to be some more Saturdays, though, bro.
And then, like you said, there are more Saturdays, like there are more women.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay. bad man. I never heard it put like that.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm just saying in general. Not myself, but in general.
But I'm going to tell you something, bro. You know, it takes a lot for a man to be confident in himself. Now, you sat there at the evening, and you were just as cool as a cucumber. You were cold as ice. Ain't nothing bothered you. You know, like I said, you're connected with people. But like I said, man, I think you're supposed to have you a plus one with you.
I asked the lady, she said probably another
month. Yeah, supposed to be in, but, you know, things change. So that's why I just went solo.
I understand.
That's why I went solo. Plans change, you know, but then at that too, I was trying to get Miss Francola to hook me up.
Well, you know, you got to be careful with that hookup. No, no,
let him know.
She might want to be hooked up herself. Look, she wasn't trying to help you out.
No, let Gigolo Gerard know that he can't be hooked up with them kind of ones like that. He got the patience.
I ain't got the patience.
You ain't got the patience. Them women, them some country women. And them women from Goose Creek and King Street and Hemingsburg and all that stuff like that. And Hemingway and all that. You ain't got the patience with them women. You have the patience, Gerard. Huh?
You know what? Normally, I would have a rebuttal. But at this point, I'm gonna say you're right. I don't have patience. Yeah, you're
patient right now, because if you really think about what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish in life, you don't have the patience. You know what I'm saying? So I know for a fact you're patient. But if it's someone that you like and you want to spend that energy and put that energy with, Gerard got the energy with. I know for a fact
you'll find it.
I know. But right now he just don't have the energy for what's coming out. That's right, brother?
You know, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, so...
But yeah, I mean, but when I asked, no, but really it was so I can have a plus one. That's all it was. I mean, I had one, but then I end up backing out on that one. So, you know, but that was the only reason why I said something to Miss Francova.
Hey, look, let me tell you this, man. Look, always go with heart desire. Yeah. The heart will never.
Now, again, and about the heart, and because why our hearts are wired a little bit different. Yeah,
brother.
Our hearts say that if you can't don't do the that. One you love,
don't do that. Man. Why are you doing that?
Man.
Why are you doing that? Why are you, I mean, like.
I don't know. I don't know. Because if you go with that mindset, then you wake up at a campground somewhere, trying to figure out how the fuck you got there.
Well, I gotta be honest. At 10 o'clock when you walked in the bar, she was off. But at 2 o'clock, you know what? Damn, she don't look half bad.
Well, I tell you this, man. You know,
I done been to the campground before.
Oh, shit, he brought the campground.
Man, I'm the one that brought it up. I'm the one that brought it up.
You did.
That's how you... Yeah, that's how I said. That's how you know because of what Greg, what G Man said.
You when you pick
said,
up something at the general store,
when you love the, you can't love the one you want, love the one you with. That's how you end up.
Yeah.
That's how you end up in a camper somewhere, trying to figure out how you got there.
Both of y'all at the damn general store. You know these damn grandkids, love these fucking papas. Get like 3 boxes.
You stupid. You stupid.
Oh, we got a message.
Oh, shit. What about the message?
Play it.
Really, Gerard, that's what we doing? You gonna keep saying my name like that, and you could have got everybody's number and had a date, and I tried to hook you up.
Hook me up with who? With who? Oh. Talking about the lady that was staring at me the whole time we was there?
Lady in not red.
And the crazy thing was, I ended up seeing her again after I like changed clothes, and I went over here and started putting stuff in the car. So I went to get back on the elevator to go back to my room, and she got off the elevator. She was getting off the elevator. She stared at me. Well, no, this she really never really spoke to me. And then she spoke to me at that moment. She was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, you seen me upstairs. I had a whole plate, a small plate that she avoided to pick it up, to take it.
That's dangerous.
But let's thank Miss Francola for leaving that message, though. She normally don't leave no messages.
Oh, you leave a sass on the back end. Oh, she coming out. She know how to leave messages now, baby. No.
You tip, really?
Hey,
really?
Hey, you tiptoeing the line. You tiptoeing the line there.
You said, really? Really, Gerard? Really? You just gonna say my name like that? Huh? What? Because Dale was giving her a compliment, and I wanted him to know that she was right there. She's been here. Just about every show, she's been here.
Like I said, I've been in this game, or I won't say game. I've been married for 31 years.
Same.
And like I said, at the end of the day, like I said again, we need to be happy. You know, like I said, every day been Sunday. But like I said, we've had enough support and love for one another to hang in there.
You know what's like crazy, Dale? I did not know that was your wife.
Say again?
I said, I didn't know that was your wife. Yes. I've been seeing her because my past endeavors. I was sitting and I was like, I was telling my girl, I said, I know Dale's wife, and I did not know that was his wife. I said, she is the nicest person in that fucking store. She always speak to you and just nice.
Look, let me tell you something about sex now.
That was why I fell in love with her. We were working together, and she used to wear love with high heels. And I hear in high heels coming across that concrete. Oh, that was a battle cry. Yeah. She loved to laugh, as you see. She loved to dance, stay on the dance floor.
Don't look at her.
That's what she do.
That's my sis.
Yeah.
Look, don't look at her from head to toe. But guess what? I look at her in her eyes. That's my sis. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what messes a lot of people. Is they look for the other significant other that I cross up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, she good people. Like I said, it was only a few that I would say, as a, you know, when you a vendor in an account, you remember the nice ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like most people don't have to be. You don't interact with everybody like that anyway. And it's like, hey, how you doing? It's like constant. Like, yeah, when you be in those accounts, it hit different. You know what I mean? As a vendor. So that's why I said when I seen it, I was like, oh shoot, I never knew that.
So now you're a vendor, eh?
No, I said used to be.
You're a vendor.
Yeah, I used to be a vendor in there.
Hey, look, so Harry, you're a vendor.
I mean, I used to be.
And look who joined tonight. Minnesota! My man, 100 grand.
He hit a little message like he normally do.
Nah, he coming. He coming through. He thinking about
it. Yeah, but that's still love, though. That's a solid cat right there. Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Look, before I end the show tonight, before we end, I got to tell y'all about two stories. The first one is about a man that went to church and tried to get saved. And he forgot every single thing. He didn't have the secretary ask him his name. He said his name was Blase Blase. So she said, can I get your ID and your license? Guess what he ended up saying? He ain't got no ID and no license. Okay. So that disqualified him altogether. So what I'm trying to say in general is that continue being yourself. Don't never change who you are for nobody. You know what I'm saying? If your ID say you 6'7", guess what? You're supposed to be 6'7". If you 5'11", be 5'11". You know what I'm saying? If you 6'1", be 6'1". If you ain't got no
listen at you.
got no tooth.
You caught it. You caught it right. Tell you so. You tiptoeing the line there, buddy. You tiptoeing the line.
You got a message from Minnesota.
What is you
going on, Rogue? G-Man, Gerard. G-Man, I got you, my North Carolina brethren. How y'all fellas doing this evening, man? Peace, living lines. Out here working, man. I got to go get it, man. Somebody else going to get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's I appreciate going on? You, bro. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, man. I seen you down there with the afro. I was like, yeah, that guy right there. You know what I'm saying? But next thing I got to actually say, hey, look, if your guy don't want to actually dress up in bed and actually pretend to be something that he isn't, look, accept him for who he is. You know what I'm saying? If he don't role play.
What the hell?
G-Man basically saying, hey, look, don't knock him for not being a freak.
Yeah.
Close your eyes and think about that freak that you had before to get you through.
If they don't want to dress up as a Marvel character from damn Guardians of the Galaxy, fuck them. We won't. Just think about the last one.
Yeah, y'all got to remember, I said I had two. Now. I had two. So when you say, like, what? The first one was a scapegoat. So, look, if a woman want to sit there and tell you to dress up as a kangaroo, dress up as a kangaroo. I mean, if your woman sit there and say, "Hey, babe, I want a little role play right now," you be the sausages and I be the dang on bun. Be the sausages and let her be the bun. Just go ahead and be the sausages, be the bun. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? At the end of the day, the sausages always outnumber the bun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, okay. The bun relieve itself a couple times. The sausages gonna have he got to work to actually get to. The ketchup and the mustard.
Mm-hmm. Or the ketchup and the relief. There you go.
There you go. So I'm just saying, like, so whoever listening to our podcast tonight, just go ahead and treat your significant other like how the way you want to be treated, man, you know? And that's one of the things, you know? So if you want to be sexy in bed, look, dress up and be sexy in bed.
Amen.
If you don't want to have no shirt on at night, don't have no shirt on. Like, it's just you and her. Vice versa, it's just
her and him.
Him and, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or it could be him and him. Oh, or she and she.
I ain't bet that.
You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
As long as they're happy and safe. Yeah,
that's right. So what I'm saying is that instead of complaining about your significant other, just be happy. And dressing them up.
You got a significant other.
There you go. Dressing them up the way you want to be.
Some people are all by themselves. Alone.
That's why people are alone right now and they're sitting up there texting about they horny.
Nice.
Nice.
And that's G-Man.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got any final thoughts?
I'm just like evaporated milk. I evaporate every conversation I need. So guess what? Let it stick to you. And whatever it sticks, guess what? Just like hot honey, you're going to actually let me flow through the flow of your conversation. I'm just like butter. I melt. Peace.
Damn. Damn. Shit. All right. We'll roll. You got any final thoughts?
Let's see. Sometimes you got to take in what's being said, but everything isn't the truth. It may not be what they said. It could be what you thought.
But they have a heart.
But the truth lies within. Was said and not said. You know?
That's it? Damn. I'm so goddamn confused right now.
Why you saying that?
Dale, you got any final thoughts?
I got mad by the words of the late Frankie Cry. I might hottest of day.
There you go.
So I'll never know good people like you have passed away.
There you go.
All right.
You got one final thought.
Once
you said your final thought, come back, G Man. I got something to say.
Okay.
Me too.
My final thought is beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
That's what I heard about
booty. And motherfuckers need to be stopped regulars eyeballing, and we won't have no problems. All right. That's mine.
Look, let me tell you something, and I'm going to sum this up with me. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, who is in your eyes that got your beloved? Peace.
Peace.
The fuck?
Also, that was a good close. I feel like this is my bad. Also, listen, sometimes the beloved isn't the beloved. Because the love isn't what you thought the beloved had with the love with you. So, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. Yay, God. If you know, you know. And we out.
Oh, shit. All right, on that note. This was a dome,
baby.
On that note, we'll be back next week.
They already
it'll be
out.
All five. Yeah. No, they still there. We'll be all five. And hopefully we'll be making some type of special announcement next week. Right now we're gonna keep it hush till we get everybody together and talk about it. And are y'all sure y'all done? This y'all don't have any more.
I mean words. It was two back to back solid endings. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, sometimes you gotta dip the slip in the clip, but other than that, I mean, I don't know, Gerard. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. All right then. Well.
I got it. I got it. It's off the cuff.
Okay.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. There are times when. That's it. Till next episode. Other than that, you gotta wait till then. We out.
We out. You fucking stupid.